First of all, it's a 7 p.m. throw-in time, Toom Stadium in County Galway. The Miners of Sligo, they're taking on Galway. That is a minor football semi-final. There for Ocean FM Sport for live commentary, we have Colin McGee. And first of all, your match commentator is Austin O'Callaghan.
Kieran, thank you very much. Welcome to Toom Stadium. The match is 45 seconds old. There is no score. Sligo creating the opening chance of the match. But Dylan Walsh's left footed kick for a point, drifting to the left and wide, but a bright enough opening by the Yates County in these opening moments. These sides meeting tonight to earn the right to play Mayo in the 2022 Connacht Minor Football Final. Here come Galway trying to launch their first attack of this semi-final. The right footed kick looks pretty good there from centre half forward Colm Costello, and that puts Galway into an early lead here in the opening 90 seconds of this game. Right footed kick from play, it hung in the air a good bit, but it eventually dropped over, and Galway, Colm McGee, lead by 1 point to no score.
Yeah, lovely score there by Colm Costello at number 11 on his back. He kind of knew as soon as it left his foot, and from the resultant kick out, Galway won the kick out and are on the attack again.
These sides met a few weeks ago in the opening round of the Connacht Minor Championship, and Galway dazzled that evening in Markovitch Park, winning by 4-12 to 8 points. They won their first two matches, beating Roscommon impressively as well. Then seemed to lose their way, losing to Mayo, and then, well, there's only so much you can read into the win against Leitrim last weekend, although it was a fine performance by Adrian Dockery's side. Galway were missing a couple of their dual stars, a couple of this minor football team, also involved with the Galway Minor Hurlers, who have a date tomorrow in an All-Ireland quarter final. More on that anon. Here's a free for Galway, the home side attacking the scoreboard end in this first half, and it's Aina Monaghan, the much vaunted Aina Monaghan of this Galway Minor team, kicking from the hands, left footed, and you know the result yourself. The white flag is raised. Galway 2 points, Sligo yet to score.
Yeah, lovely score off the left foot. I've seen Aina in action a few times now for the Miners last year at school level, and he's definitely going to be one to watch as the evening progresses, because I'm sure he'll be one they're going to try and isolate him. Sligo have lost their own kick out again.
Mistake there by Dermot Henry, and Galway looking to punish, and they have done. They've hit that straight back in and over the bar. That's Shane McGlinchey, I think, who may have slotted that over a straight pass.
McCollum,
I beg your pardon, yes.
So straight into his hands. I'd say he had the idea to try and lob Dermot Henry from that one, but it snuck over the bar. So a sigh of relief for Dermot, and Sligo will look to try and get hands on this ball and just settle themselves. Looked like a push in the back.
Free kick for Sligo, taken quickly by Gillespie, and he releases his team captain Ronan Nyland up towards the Galway 45. Nyland of St Mary's, one of five St Mary's footballers in the starting 15. Here's another, Eli Rooney, slipping it back to Nyland once again. Slowly but surely, Sligo inching their way forward. Opportunity here now to try and create an opening, and that might come the way of Shea O'Neill, who has to backpedal a little bit and play the ball out the field once again. It's Galway 3 points, Sligo still to score, but Sligo in possession now with Gillespie once again. Switches the play to the far side to Rian O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan infield, good ball to pick out his centre half-back Robert O'Kelly Lynch, and O'Kelly Lynch's ball, I think he was going for the score, I'm not sure if he mishit it or was trying to drop it in towards his clubmate Eli Rooney. The ball in the end, disappointingly, just behind for another wide.
Yeah, a beautiful pass in by Rian O'Callaghan from his kind of just on the 45, and from the right wing he played it infield. And Robert, I'd say from last week, he scored 1-1 against Roscommon. His confidence was for the shot, I would say, but drifted harmlessly wide. But Galway on the attack again, having won their own kick out.
Good pace to this minor semi-final already, and here come Galway charging forward with their captain Jack Lonergan, and there's danger here for Galway. Wonderful goal, wonderful finish, a right footed pile driver from Galway beats Dermot Henry, all ends up, and that's some start. And it's that man again, Colm Costello. He's got two early points, add a goal onto his tally now, 1-2 for the Galway centre half forward Colm McGee. That was a fine finish.
Yeah, 4.5 minutes on the clock, and 1-3 to no score down. That's obviously a disastrous start for Sligo. Cormac Costello with 1-2 to his name from play already, you know, and Sligo's kick out has more or less malfunctioned so far. You know, they're not winning ball around the middle of the field. They'll look to the likes of Brian Gillespie and Dylan Walsh, two of last year's minor team, to try and settle the ship here and try and get hands on ball, because Galway are playing all the football here, and this could be, you know, this could be a long day or a long afternoon or long evening for Sligo if they don't get hands on ball and scores on the board quickly.
Early alarm bells again for David Caffrey's side against Galway, and the tribesmen come forward again, and a lovely curling score there is slotted over delightfully by Stephen Curley, his first of the evening, to make it 1-4 for Galway. Sligo no score, and some supporters still have to take their seats here at Toom Stadium. 5.5 minutes played and the home side lead Sligo by 7 points. From the restart, Galway win it again, this time through Cora Finn's Ross Cohen, one of two Cora Finn teenagers on this Galway starting 15 this evening, and in their maroon shirts and white shorts they come forward now, enjoying themselves out there at the moment and seeing lots of the ball in the last few minutes. It's their right half forward in possession now, that's Sean Dunn, but his kick in field is well blocked down by Sligo, and gathering it there, coming deep to collect it, is Eli Rooney for Sligo. This is better. Forward goes Dylan Walsh. He'll go on one of those charging, bustling runs. Walsh going well. Minor last year, minor this year. Feeds it in here. There's a chance here for Kian Carthy, perhaps, if Sligo can make something of this. But Galway are back defending in numbers on the edge of the exclusion zone. Still Sligo have it with Eli Rooney. He's trying to make room for a score. Drives it across the face of the goal. Was he going for the point? Was he trying to drop it in towards Nyland? Neither is the answer in the end, and it bounces across the face of that Galway goalmouth area, Colin McGee, and behind for another wide.
Yeah, very similar to Sligo's last attack, in that we're like a shot come cross or pass and kind of drifted harmlessly wide again. But Dylan Walsh is the man on the ball that you want to see drifting into those positions, and you know he competed well there in that Galway kick-up, but Sligo again have lost it.
And forward come the tribesmen once again, and that's that big rangy figure of their captain Jack Lonergan, cutting in field, wearing sky blue boots, drives it left footed into the corner forward. This is good from Galway. Once again they look lively. Charlie Cox looks dangerous, is grounded there inside the area, well inside the just near the byline, the end line, and that's going to be a free in for Galway. Cox scored a goal or two in Markovic Park 3 weeks ago, and looking lively there again, and he's won the free and elects to leave it for his teammate and full forward Aina Monaghan, and this will be a very straightforward free, you would think, for the left-footed Aina Monaghan, and he slots that one neatly over the bar to extend Galway's lead in this Connacht semi-final. Galway 1-5, Sligo no score.
Yeah, I thought Ron O'Hare was harshly done by there by the referee. I thought his tackling technique was good with the near hand, and Charlie Cox just kind of fell into the tackle, but Sligo have secured their own kick out on this occasion, but badly need a response on the scoreboard.
8 minutes of the first half played. Sligo trail by 8 points. They need a score, just a settling score. It's repairable, but they just need to show a bit of composure now and not panic. This is Tommy Ross of Kerry. Seemed to get a nudge, but the referee allows play to continue. Forward now comes Shea O'Neill for Sligo. Ball's out of play. It'll be a line ball to the Yates County. Eli Rooney's the man to take it. Looks for options. Finds his club and team captain, Ronan Nyland. Nyland gives it back to Shea O'Neill, little St Mary's combination player on the left hand side of the park, and then with the outside of the boot O'Neill plays it across the face of that Galway goalmouth area. It's collected over there on the far side, and Sligo are able to keep play developing, and this is Dylan Walsh unmarked about 48 metres out from the Galway goal, thinking about the score, decides against it, finds Tommy Ross instead. Ross gives it back to Ryan Gillespie, the probing ball infield isn't bad, well gathered there by Eli Rooney. Rooney needs help. Has he won the free in? He has, on the edge of the exclusion zone. That was a good collect and gather, and Sligo have the free in.
Do you know what I think happened there is actually the referee forgot to give the mark, and then he kind of panicked, but in fairness the tackle was a bit overzealous, and you know, much better from Sligo. Lovely pass into the pocket there by Ryan Gillespie, and Ronan Nyland will hopefully open Sligo's account here.
As we move into the 10th minute of this first half, Nyland, Sligo attacking the town end here in Toom, what was called for a while, or maybe still is, the Purcell end, in memory of the great Sean Purcell. And Nyland, right footed, slots over a score that Purcell will be proud of with the right boot. Sligo's opening score, and not before time. Galway 1-5, Sligo a point.
Yeah, the Sligo now need to target this kick out big time and try and spoil and try and score two or three if they can. You know, this is the first time and we look like we have secured their kick out.
They have won the turnover, Sligo, from the restart, and they're in possession now just inside the 45, and they come forward now with Gillespie and Walsh trying to combine. This is Ronan Nyland. He's got a swarm of shots. Goal chance here maybe for Kian Carthy, and Carthy dribbles the ball into the back of the Galway net. Goal Sligo. They've got the response they wanted. It's Eastern Harps Kian Carthy, almost soccer style, in the Champions League final weekend that it is. Carthy put the boot on the ground and managed to direct that ball somehow. It may have touched the inside of the right hand upright. It's in the back of the net. Goal for Sligo.
Yeah, he did really well there. He tried to round the keeper and we thought he ran it too wide, but he ended up just hamming the ball into the goal then from his solo. Really strange looking goal, but it counts. Sligo are back on in this game here now. Badly needed 1-1 without reply there, so hopefully we're going to make a game of it here.
Galway 1-5, Sligo 1-1, 10.5 minutes of the first half played. Austin O'Callaghan and Colin McGee in Tuam Stadium for you on this bumper sports weekend as Galway come forward again. And, well, I was going to say the reply is instant, but the referee had spotted an infringement and has brought play back for a free in to Galway. It was Aina Monaghan who had slotted that ball over the bar from play. He's now going to be asked to slot the ball over from the dead ball. It's a free in for Monaghan and Galway. Almost dead straight in front of the goals on the 20-metre line, 21-yard line, as some of us still like to call it. And Monaghan should, you would imagine, slot this over. He scored 2 points already for Galway, one of the marquee names in this Galway minor football team. He makes it number 3 for himself, and that's 1-6 for Galway, 1-1 for Sligo, and we have 11 minutes of this first half played.
Yeah, Jermyn Henry on the tee here now, and he gets a short kick out of the way to Tommy Ross, but he's immediately swallowed up by Monaghan in the tackle. And Tommy Ross is looking at 4 maroon jerseys here trying to break out. He gives it back to Ronan O'Hare. And what I've noticed here, Austin, so far is that when Sligo are on the attack, it's kind of very lateral, very slow, and that's down to Galway's good press as well, in fairness. But Galway are getting their ball into the danger zone much, much quicker, and that's why the scoreboard is looking the way it is at the minute.
Galway pressing high on the Sligo restarts, but Sligo have kept possession. Good fetch by Ronan Ireland. Picks out there a teammate. That teammate is Robert O'Kelly Lynch. Lays it off. There's a Dylan Walsh. Good run here by the Sligo midfielder. Needs support now. Rian O'Callaghan is there. Gives it in back to O'Kelly Lynch again. Sligo in possession. Close to the Galway goal. There's a swarm of maroon shirts around them, and they're having to backtrack just a little bit. This is Nyland, the captain, feeds it again to Walsh and Rian O'Callaghan. Ryan Gillespie comes to collect now on the 45. Sligo have been pushed back just a little bit, but they still retain possession. Tommy Ross of Kerry, no room for him to go on one of those charging South Sligo runs of his, so he slips the ball away to a teammate. Gillespie back to Ross again. Sligo trying to be patient, but Galway are pushing up on them and trying to make life very difficult. There's a searing run by Ross, who got by two Galway challenges. Then the bounce seemed to ricochet back and mislead him. And Galway break for a moment. That's a good interception by Rian O'Callaghan to win it back for Sligo. The Yates County come again. Getting back into it now, Sligo. This is Gillespie. Mishits his ball upfield, though. And that's an easy tidy up by Cora Finn's Ross Cohen. And Galway come away with the ball. Galway 1-6. Sligo 1-1 here in the Connacht Minor Football semi-final. Still to come this evening, UCD is against Sligo Rovers is live online from 7:45. And there's a free in for Galway. I heard the groan from you, Colin McGee.
I thought that was a textbook tackle. But like, Rian O'Callaghan did really well here on the halfway line to kind of intercept a loose ball where we thought Galway might counterattack. But Sligo kind of panicked after that and lost the ball again. But he made serious ground up on his defensive side, and I thought he made a brilliant interception. But the referee judged, was it a hand on the back or what? But anyway, Aina Monaghan is going to do his thing and notch over his 4th point here from the 21.
Galway 1-7 now, Sligo 1-1. Shane Corcoran certainly is pulling up on anything at all that he sees that's amiss. And Galway lead by 6 points here in perfect conditions at Tuam Stadium. The pitch looks terrific. They've done great work on this surface in recent seasons, and you can see now the product of that. A splendid surface here in one of the spiritual homes of Connacht football, not just Galway football. Galway come forward again, trying to extend their 6-point advantage. It's Monaghan coming out to the 40 now, trying a left-footed shot. It's an exquisite shot, and then it bounces in front of Jermyn Henry. He should have come from his goal line. Well, maybe not. Maybe he did the right thing. And it bounces high on the firm Tuam Stadium sod over the bar for Galway's 8 point. Galway 1-8, Sligo 1-1.
Yeah, that's a very unusual one. The ball bounces over the bar, but you know, it was an awkward one for the goalie between fullback and goalkeeper. But either way, they all count. And you know, Galway on the attack again, but another ball short here. This is going to be dangerous.
Ronan O'Hare dueling with Charlie Cox. The bounce, Sligo have to be careful, and Daniel King is careful, and Sligo have done well to deal with that. And in fairness to Jermyn Henry a moment ago, a difficult ball to judge when it bounces like that. Do you come or do it? It bounced in that no man land area, and maybe he did the right thing by not coming from his goal mouth in case it had dipped under the crossbar rather than over it. Galway 1-8, Sligo 1-1. Sligo in possession but deep in their own half. Rian O'Callaghan and Ryan Gillespie trying to combine over there, and again the tackling, the harrying from Galway among their forwards when Sligo are trying to get out of their own back area is impressive.
Yeah, it always looks like for every Sligo man on the ball coming out of defence, there's two maroon jerseys in his face. So, you know, and just as we say that, you know, Eli Rooney tried to get on the end of a ball here, and two Galway men up his backside here trying to overturn ball, and you know, Galway on the attack on the Sligo 45 again.
Jack Lonergan with those sky blue boots of his, jinking one with then the other. Cuts in field, looking for options. Feeds it across here to one of his wing backs, or his corner back on that occasion, Vinnie Gill. And Galway patiently working the ball through the hands to try and make progress inside the Sligo half. This is Cohen again for Galway. Sligo working hard to try and defend in numbers and put the similar sort of pressure on Galway, but Galway seem to have just a little bit more space at the moment. Galway 1-8, Sligo 1-1 in this Connacht Minor football semi-final. 16 minutes of the first half played. Here's the danger man, Aina Monaghan again. He's got 5 points already, and this time he's on his weaker side, if he has a weak side, Aina Monaghan. He tried to slot it over the bar with his right foot, but there was good defending and pressing from Ronan Hare and the Sligo backs, and that ball into the side netting and wide.
Yeah, well, if there is a way you want to defend him, is to put him onto his right foot, and he was off balance and fair to him. But that, by my count, Austin, his goal was first wide with 16 minutes on the clock, so that kind of shows you how efficient they have been with 1-8 on the scoreboard.
They've been supremely accurate in this game, and they come forward once again now with Stephen Curley. He's got 1 point already, feeding it infield and running forward at pace. This is good from Galway, but Ronan O'Hare got in the way and made a very important block for Sligo, because I think that Shea McGlinchey had goal on his mind there for the Trismen, and he looked to drill it low, but Ronan O'Hare, an accomplished rugby player as well as Gaelic footballer, got in the way and blocked that behind for a 45 to Galway, which their keeper Kyle Gilmore is coming forward to take.
Well, one thing you can never fault Ronan O'Hare for is having for lacking heart. He has a huge heart and huge kind of drive to kind of push his teammates on. So brilliant corner back play, cover coming across from the side to make that block.
That's the voice of Colin McGee, who was part of the Sligo Minor management team 12 months ago, that historic team that won the Connacht Minor title. There are seven of the players he coached starting for Sligo in the 2022 edition of the team, as Kyle Gilmore's 45 goes wide, and there's wide number two for Galway. So having had their radar inch perfect for the opening 15 minutes, the last two have just been slightly wide of the target.
Yeah, well, I think Sligo just need to be kind of a little bit cautious now, maybe a little bit defensive in the remainder of this half, because any breeze that's out there does seem to be with Galway in this first half. So Sligo, as we look at it, and we're in the stand here looking to our right, defending the right hand goal, that looks to be the scoring goal today with the way the breeze is. So what Sligo hopefully won't do here in the remainder of this half is concede something sloppy, particularly goals or a batch of scores, and just stay in the game coming into half time and see what can happen in the second half. But certainly the likes of Dylan Walsh, he's a guy who was quiet in the first half last week against Roscommon, and you want to see him kind of kick on here in the second half and drive things forward.
Ocean FM Sport in the sunshine of Toom Stadium on Friday night. Galway 1-8, Sligo 1-1 in this Connacht Minor football semi-final. This is the start of a bumper weekend of sport across the Ocean FM Sport platforms. We've got UCD against Sligo Rovers from Belfield coming up later with Alan Coley and Ronan Flanagan. Tomorrow we've the two Tailteann Cup first round games. Leitrim against Antrim at 2 is live. Sligo against London at 6 p.m. is live. And on Sunday we have the TG Cahir All-Ireland Intermediate Football Championship games involving the two Connacht counties, Leitrim against Wicklow in Drumshambo, Sligo against Laois and Cash, and of course the men's Ulster final, Donegal against Kerry, is live tomorrow from 4 o'clock. As a snapshot from Shea O'Neill for Sligo here in Toom is half blocked down and goes harmlessly into the arms of Kyle Gilmore, and Galway have managed to clear this ball. They lead by seven and they come from defence into attack again now with Shea McGlinchey fisting the ball forward to his wing back Mark Mannion. Mannion cutting infield, being tracked well by James Foley, but Mannion keeps possession for the home side and finds Aina Monaghan once again. Monaghan drives it into the corner. Is that Jack Lonergan down there trying to keep it in play? He can't. The ball's gone behind for a kick out to Sligo, and that move for Galway breaks down once again.
Yeah, like what everybody will always say about traditional Galway football is the style and the flair and the forward, but their defensive setup is really, really good here as well. Austin, you know, they're getting back in numbers and they're breaking so fast. Like Aina Monaghan got on ball there around the middle of the field, and his first thought was to pump that ball in fast, and he overcooked it a little bit, but it's lovely to watch, but not from a Sligo perspective.
Wonderful catch from Sligo captain Ronan Hyland from Dermot Henry's restart, caught it cleanly. He's got the free as well and makes 10 yards because Galway players didn't retreat quickly enough. And then Nyland needs support, no one obvious around, so he gives it back to Robert O'Kelly Lynch, who in turn finds Ryan Gillespie. Another score for Sligo would be timely right now. Regan O'Callaghan on that far side cuts in field, semi loses control of the ball and runs into trouble, but he was nudged in the side, it would appear, and gets the free. He's taken it already to Ronan O'Hare, won a Connacht Senior Rugby Cup medal with Sligo Rugby Club a few weeks ago, hoping to win a Connacht Minor title again with Sligo Minors in 2022. Sligo in possession now with Daniel King wearing four but pushing well up into the Sligo attack. Back to O'Hare. This is deep inside Galway territory. Sligo pushing forward, trying to be patient and trying to wait for the opening to arrive. Tommy Ross thinks about the run, but he's way back almost on the halfway line. Now he goes charging forward and uses that pace of his. Slips it in towards Ronan O'Hare, but that's asking a lot of the St. Mary's man, and Galway are alert to that and they've turned it over and won the ball back. And Monaghan and Co will try to break here now with Ross Cohen switching the play, but Sligo might get on the end of this. Good covering by Shea O'Neill of St. Mary's to win that ball back for Sligo, and O'Hare comes forward. Sligo now starting to get back into this game. O'Hare cuts, changes the pattern of the play and plays it to the far side and picks out his teammate over there, Eli Rooney. Rooney right footed, drives it infield as Sligo try to create an opening with Kian Carthy, the goal scorer a few moments ago, but Carthy has lost control of that ball for a moment, and a moment is all Galway need. They've turned the ball over and won it back again.
Yeah, just be again interesting to see that phase of play, how quickly they try to use the foot here coming forward. But Sligo have pressed up really well here. Tom Bailey putting pressure, and Ronan Ireland plays ball.
This is really
Ryan
good
Gillespie.
From Sligo. Here is Gillespie charging forward, trying to make room maybe towards the goal. He's been shoved wide though, and edged wide, ushered wide if you like. He's gathered the ball at the second attempt, but he was nudged over as he did so, and this will be a free in for Ryan Gillespie. And Sligo about 12-13 yards in from this near sideline in front of the main stand here in Tuam. It will suit the right footed kicker of Ronan Nyland.
Just a substitute here, it looks like Aaron O'Hara from Torlestrand is coming on for Oisín Conlon. It looks like there's a rejig in the back line as well. Ron O'Hare has gone back into the full back line, but Aaron O'Hara is here more or less on the goal with 45. I'd say he's not going to stay there for long. He looks like he's going to pick up a certain player retreating back from the goal with defence. But Ronan Ireland here lining up the free, hoping to get his second score.
Here is Nyland from the hands this time, right footed, straight over the red spot in the centre of the crossbar. And that's a second point of the evening for Sligo. 1-2 now for the Yates County. And they trail Galway by 6. Galway 1-8. Sligo 1-2. Do you think that's a tactical switch by David Caffrey and his selectors?
It's definitely a defensive one, because Aaron O'Hara by trade is a defence. It looks like he's going to the wing back position. He's going to be under this kick out here.
The restart is gathered by Shea McGlinchey. He was fouled in the process and he's won the free for Galway just inside his own half. The linesman tells him precisely where he needs to take this restart from, and he will switch the play to the left hand side to pick out Ross Cohen of Corrifin and Galway on the far side. And he combines with his Corrifin teammate Vinnie Gill. Back to Cohen once again, the Corrifin left hand side defenders combining there, but then Cohen's next ball isn't so good and Sligo win that back and can try and break on the counter with the man just on a moment to go, Aaron O'Hara, doing the intercepting. Then it's played upfield towards James Foley, but Foley's ball towards Eli Rooney asking a bit much, and that's gathered by Killian Travers for Galway, one of the dual stars on this Galway team. He's due to play minor hurling with Galway against Laois in an All-Ireland quarter final tomorrow. Be interesting to see if he lines out for that. Maybe it'll depend on how this game goes this evening. Galway though still in possession and coming forward with their wing half forward Owen Morgan. This is Jack Lonergan now jinking one way and then the other, picks out another teammate in Sean Dunn, and Dunn left footed kicks that high, straight and true and over the bar. Excellent score, stylish score, a Purcell Stockwell sort of score. Galway 1-9, Sligo 1-2.
Yeah, I was just watching the inside forwards there for Galway as that phase was building as well, and they all kind of packed in together and they were blocking runs, and that's where that space came from. Lovely work inside by Charlie Cox there, and he just released the ball back to Sean Dunn with that one swing of the left foot over the bar. Galway 1-9, Sligo 1-2.
And we've played 24 minutes. Sligo, though, win their own restart. And this is a good run forward by Robert O'Kelly Lynch. The St. Mary's man trying to slip it infield. Here's a chance here for Dylan Walsh, who's grounded on the edge of the large square. What's the referee going to award here? It's going to be a free-in. It was just outside the large parallelogram. It will be a free-in for Sligo. The correct decision. And there may be a bit of note-taking by Shane Corcoran, the referee, for one of the Galway backs. Nothing malicious in it. But Walsh got a turn of heels. And actually, some of the Sligo players are surprised that the award isn't more than that, and Dylan Walsh is arguing his case there.
That
Colin
was
McGee.
Definitely a goal chance. It was, like, to me that was cynical.
It should
know,
be
it
looking.
Was a clear goal chance. How he got away without a card, I'm not saying it was deliberate, but it was a definite foul and a definite goal chance, and that was surely a yellow card. It wasn't deliberate, it wasn't a black card, but it should have been a card. But you know, I'd say the happiest man in the place here now is the Galway manager, because that was what you would call a good foul, if you can call it that. But Ronan Ireland taps over his third to narrow the gap.
And Galway's lead is back to 6 points. Galway 1-9, Sligo 1-3. Well, it certainly was a goal-scoring chance, and Dylan Walsh had a full head of steam, and he was tripped. And the question is, in that kind of chance, would a yellow card have been the correct decision? Well, referees listening will probably know the answer to that with more precise detail than I do. Anyway, play continues. Galway 1-9, Sligo 1-3, and that pass from McGlinchey overhit. And Ronan O'Hare is happy enough to let that ball drift out over the end line. Some of the long balls in now going a bit off kilter for Galway in the last while, Colin.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a rejig in the Sligo defence there. Oisin Conlon was withdrawn when Aaron O'Hara came on, and Robert O'Kelly Lynch went back into his full back line. It looks like he was picking up Colm Costello, who had a blistering start to this game with scoring 1-2. So there definitely has been a rejig with defence, but it is 2-4. It is Ronan O'Hare and Daniel King occupying the full back line at the minute. Aaron O'Hara looks like he's in a sweeping role trying to cut off ball into this corner, but we'll see how effective that is.
Well, Mark Mannion's been allowed to run 20 or 30 metres here, and then a super interception by Aaron O'Hara. The Turner Strand man has made an instant impact with two good interceptions since he's been introduced. You can see why David Caffrey has brought him on in the past few moments, and that's a good quick free and ball upfield towards Eli Rooney. Hasn't seen too much ball in the last while, but he's in possession right now. And I beg your pardon, that's James Foley swiping it to Eli Rooney. And now here's the other part of that trio of forwards with the outside of the boot. Not a bad attempt by Shea O'Neill, trying to start it out to the right and hope it will come back in, and it started to come back in, but not enough, and it's gone behind for a wide.
Yeah, he just tried to drill that with the outside of his left, and he was kind of leaning back, but just it didn't tail back enough for him, and it went wide on the far side. But this is probably the first break in play we've had, Austin. There's a Galway player down injured. There's nearly 27 minutes on the clock, and Tomás Farthing at fullback, who's actually replacing the injured Ryan Flaherty at fullback, is now down injured himself. So a few headaches for the Galway management, maybe.
I'm just looking at the haircuts in this Sligo full forward line. Eli Rooney, Shea O'Neill and James Foley, I think they've gone to the same barber this week. They have the same style of haircut.
3 for 2, maybe.
Maybe it was.
Summer haircut, the championship haircut.
Indeed. Kyle Gilmore will restart for Galway. The Galway player injured is Tomás Farthing from Anspidale, and he's okay. And from the restart, wonderful fetch by Shea McGlinchey, who continues his run and slips the ball into one of the Galway attackers. It's Colm Costello, 1-2 to his name already, and Costello's jinking and dancing his way in, gets by two defenders, the ball comes back off the upright, might get a second attempt. Great block down by Ronan O'Hare. The Tigerish O'Hare gets that ball, and Sligo come away with it once again. They trail by 6. Galway 1-9, Sligo 1-3. This is a super run now by Ryan Gillespie into Galway territory. Then he's upended by 2-3 Galway backs unfairly, says the referee Shane Corcoran. And here's a free for Sligo a couple of metres outside the Galway 45.
But even the distance between where the free was given and now the free just been taken out, it has allowed Galway to get back. Sligo's frees need to be a little bit quicker, but that might depend on the movement being better inside as well. So they just need to be kind of tighten up on that and just sharpen up on that and get ball moving a little bit faster, because there's a lot of maroon looking at that Sligo forward unit now.
Ronan Ireland fists the ball infield to Dylan Walsh. Walsh gives it back to his Sligo captain. It's deliberate and slow from Sligo outside the 45. Nyland gets it to Shea O'Neill. This is Eli Rooney trying to burrow his way around his marker, but he can't get through at the moment. Jinx one within the other, then slips a nice ball infield towards Foley once again. Sligo trying to build. Kian Carthy back into Rooney. This is good for Sligo. Rooney's in here. Chance of a goal for Rooney. It's gone over the bar instead of under. Was he impeded? I think he might have been impeded partially on the edge of the small parallelogram. It's gone over the bar for a point for Sligo, but that was a goal opportunity.
What a pass by Kian Carthy. Just looked like he was nearly shaping to shoot. He just dinked the ball over the top. Eli Rooney was making a beeline for goal. And to me, if Eli Rooney fell or kicked that ball wide, I think a penalty would have been given. The fact that he blazed it over the bar, the referee was quite happy he got something from it. But that to me could have been a penalty.
Some GAA spectators might say he was too honest, but a good score by Rooney, and Sligo have reduced Galway's lead to 5 points, and they're in possession again. There's a Sligo player down injured.
Dylan
play
Walsh
continues in the meantime. We'll watch the play for a moment and check on that injury to Dylan Walsh in just a moment. Sligo trying to work with Ryan Gillespie, but his diagonal ball is to nobody in particular. Well, it is. It's straight to the Galway fullback, Tomás Farthing, and Galway have the ball again with their cornerback, Adam Colma. Colleran, and if you're wondering, is Adam Colleran anything to the great Enda Colleran? He is. He's on the same family tree of Montbeliot Moylaw, and he gets Galway moving again now with the captain Jack Lonergan. Little diagonal ball to try and pick out one of their forwards. That's Aina Monaghan. The tackle on him from Shea O'Neill looked high. It was high, says the referee. There's a free incoming here, but a little bit of concern further out the field for Sligo, because Dylan Walsh is not a man to go down in a hurry.
No.
And he's sitting on his hunkers while he's getting treatment to a leg injury, and he doesn't look entirely comfortable out there, Colin McGee.
He looked like he rolled his ankle coming down from that last kick out, but just on a side note there, that free kick given away by Shea O'Neill, he did catch Aina Monaghan a little bit high. You would probably call that a classic forward tackle, but to me that's no way is worse than the tackle that was down the other end where Dylan Walsh was fouled a few minutes ago. So a little bit of inconsistency there now, and I hope I'm not coming across as biased there, but Monaghan looks to add to his tally here, shaping up with the left foot, and it looks good.
Aina Monaghan slots it over the bar. I think that's his sixth point of the evening. I may have lost count of how many Aina Monaghan has scored already in this first half, as Dylan Walsh hobbling gets to his feet and is okay to continue. There is 1 minute of added time, which we're already in, and a mistake by that restart by Sligo gives the ball back to Lonergan, who's charging in here. Danger here for Sligo, and another ball is drifted across the face of the goal. It looked like a goal was on for Galway as Lonergan cut in field, but he has managed to somehow spray that ball wide rather than over or under the bar. That's a let off for Sligo.
Yeah, another let off. That was another short kick out, kind of maybe just a little bit undercooked and intercepted by the Galway forward, who was bearing down a goal, and he tried to just open up his foot and place it in the top right corner, but ended up just placing it wide. And in the process, the Sligo defender, looks to me, is it Tommy Ross? I thought it was number 7. It could be Tommy Ross. Again, another man that doesn't stay down unless there's something wrong. So he's just down more or less near the penalty spot here, receiving attention from Paul Kilcullen, and I wouldn't be surprised if the referee blew for half time here. It might be no harm to give Dylan Walsh a little bit of a breather as well and see how his ankle is.
It's Galway 1-10, Sligo 1-4. Attention being given here to Tommy Ross. I think it's Tommy Ross. He's getting
to his feet,
and I think he's going to be okay. Is it his hip he hurt?
Yeah, it looks like a bang to an impact, I'd say, rather than anything muscular. But half-time is probably coming at the right time for Sligo here. You know, they've given away a few kick-outs. They've picked up one or two little bangs there to key players. So just to reset at half-time is badly needed now.
Well, the peach cap is on for Dermot Henry, and he drives that ball long as the referee calls for the ball. It is half time, and the teams will go in with 6 points between them. Galway leading Sligo by 1-10 to 1-4. That was a difficult first half for David Caffrey's side, but they're not out of it, because there's enough there in terms of the way Sligo go forward to suggest that they can cause Galway some difficulty.
Yeah, I think after about 8.5 minutes I was quite worried. I think was it 1-3 or 1-4 to no score, and we talked about Sligo needing a response, and they replied with 1-1, which was vital in this game. They're 6 points down, 1-10 to 1-4 at half time. It's not insurmountable, but Sligo need to be very, very efficient, need to be very, very clean in their handling and their finishing in the second half if they're to make a game of this. You know, they're looking to appear in their third Connacht Minor final in a row, and you know they have it all to do in the second half, but it is wind assisted.
The point you made seems to be the key one. Galway's ball into their forwards is much quicker than Sligo's. That was a feature of Mayo's win over Sligo in Ballina, and it reminds me of that game, elements of this one this evening.
Yeah, they're thinking positively going forward. They're not kind of, they're like Sligo probably looked a little bit kind of, oh, let's set up defensively first and then we'll try and settle on the scoreboard, but Galway just went for it straight away. But it's a very hard balance to strike between playing lovely fluid football and getting your defensive shape, but somehow Galway have managed it at times in the first half. But Sligo, when they run at them, like the same pattern nearly last week against Roscommon, Dylan Walsh is fairly quiet in the first half and he stormed into the second half and grabbed it by the scruff of the neck and kicked 4 points from play, and that brought the likes of Eli Rooney and captain Ronan Ireland along with them as well. But my hope would be that Dylan Walsh's injury isn't too bad in the first half and he can continue and do likewise.
The physios and the medical team are going to earn their crust at half-time, Kieran. The teams are in the dressing room. The Sligo management team are still out on the field in conference. David Caffrey and Liam O'Gormley and the selectors. So they're deciding on what they're going to say when they're going in. And they'll go in just a moment. It's half-time here in the sunshine in Tuam Stadium. Sligo with work to do, but they're not out of it yet. At half-time in this Connacht Minor semi-final, it's Galway 1-10, Sligo 1-4.
We go back to Tuam Stadium. Live second half coverage. It's the Connacht Minor football semi-final. It's back to Colin McGee and your match commentator, Austin O'Callaghan.
Welcome back to Tuam. The sun is still shining, but not on Sligo at the moment. The second half is 3 minutes old and Galway have kicked two further points, both from the boot of Aina Monaghan, and they lead Sligo by 112-14, and the home side playing with a fair deal of confidence out there, coming forward again with Colm Costello on the Sligo 45, Galway in their maroon jerseys and white shorts attacking the town end at the start of the second half. And this is Shane McGlinchey sprinting forward, slipping the ball in towards Monaghan once again. Monaghan is on his bad side, so he releases the ball. He might think about shooting with the right. Nice little dink pass infield there is collected by Charlie Cox, and this is danger here for Sligo as another left footed kick goes in and goes nicely over the bar for Galway. Another Galway point and they move further in front, 113 for Galway, Sligo 1-4. Colin McGee.
Yeah, we talked about upbeat and lively was the last tune there, but that's definitely the pattern for Galway here now in the start of the second half. You know, they've really come out of the blocks fast like they did in the first half, and Sean Dunn kicking his second score, coming in off that right flank and over with his left foot, and Galway really with, you know, hammer time on their mind here, putting the foot down.
And they're charging forward again with Mark Mannion, who was off balance as he kicked for his point, the wing half back, and that's gone to the right and wide, their first of the second half. But they've had a procession of chances in the early moments of this second half. And the other thing we've noticed, Colin McGee, Dylan Walsh doesn't look 100% since getting that knock shortly before the interval.
Yeah, we hoped it just leading into half time that break would do him well and he could get patched up by Paul Cullen at half time. But the first action he saw here in the second half, he was wincing in pain and walking really, really heavily on it. So I'm sure they'll try and leave him on for as long as possible to have some influence there, because he is the engine. But and that's just in reply, super score.
Kian Carthy from Eastern Harps has got a goal in the first half and has just kicked a delightful left footed point for Sligo over the red spot, badly needed by David Caffrey's side. Their first of the second half, nice score from Kian Carthy. It's Galway 113, Sligo 1-5.
And Carthy was the man with the reaction in the first half as well, so hopefully that will spark Sligo into something. But I'd say goals will be the order of the second half here. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Conor Flynn from St Mary's coming on. He's had massive scoring contributions so far throughout the campaign.
Well, Sligo have won the Galway restart and Ronan Nylan slips in. Carthy, the aforementioned Carthy, and there's another point by the Harps man. Wonderful finish with the outside of the left foot boot. He might have thought about a goal for a moment, but did the right thing, made sure of the point, and that's two in a row for Kian Carthy and Sligo. Galway 113, Sligo 1-6 now.
Yeah, I'd like to see Sligo do that again now, just kind of little few batches of scores, scoring in twos and threes if they can, and, you know, spoil this Galway kick out. They're packing out the middle. My guess will be they'll try and hit the wings to isolate a player. But if Sligo can put pressure on this kick out, you never know.
And they've won it again. It's gathered over there by Aaron O'Hara. Then he lets the ball slip from his grasp and Galway get it back on their own 45 and they've won a free. But there are encouraging signs, at least in the last 2 minutes, that Sligo are beginning to put the Galway restart under pressure, because we saw an exquisite restart at the start of the second half from Kyle Gilmore, which Colin McGee was marvelling at. It led to a Galway score, a long range clearance that Stephen Cluxton and Sean Patton would have been proud of. We'll see Patton in action with his restarts in the Ulster final on Sunday in Clonus. Donegal against Derry will be live from 4 p.m. for you. Compliments of Donegal Plumbing and Heating, but a lot of football between now and then. We've got Sligo Rovers against UCD. That's starting, is underway right now at the UCD Bowl. If you want to listen to that, it's live online right now. Compliments of EJ Menswear with Ronan Flanagan and Alan Coley describing the action that started about 6 minutes ago. We'll stick with this game until it finishes and then take you to the UCD Bowl for live commentary here on FM. In the meantime, a Galway player is down under what you described as a big hit a moment ago, Colin McGee.
Do you know what I'm surprised by there? Like Tom Bailey, who, you know, has had his fair share of injuries over the last 12 months, his back from a broken collarbone, he put himself right there on the line, put himself right in the path. And it was actually, I think it was Mark Mannion ran into it. I'm like, that's a yellow. To me, that was a fair.
A yellow card for physical. Tom Bailey. You know, that looks a little bit harsh.
You know, and there was some groans in the crowd here. I can understand that. Like, Tom Bailey is not a dirty player. At times I wouldn't have called him the most physical player, but he definitely put himself there. He's a beautiful footballer and he's really developing that physical side of his game, as we just saw there. And the Galway player is still down receiving attention for that, but that to me is not a yellow card.
Well, Tom Bailey's elder brother will be on commentary duty for Ocean FM tomorrow evening at Markovic Park. We'll bring you Sligo against London live in the Tailteann Cup from 6 p.m. Connemara, and Ryan Bailey will be describing the action there. The Galway player up and okay, and Jock Lonergan, the captain, will take this free for Galway, who leads Sligo 113-16 here in this Connacht Minor football semi-final. 8 minutes of the second half played. McGlinchey trying to turn away from Ronan Nyland. Nyland still trying to harry and close down the door to him. McGlinchey has to stop, turn and find Aina Monaghan 50 metres out from the Sligo goal. Monaghan feeds it infield now. This is better for Colin Costello, right footer, will kick a point for Galway from the edge of the exclusion zone. That was well worked by Galway, and that's 1-3 for Colm Costello this evening. Sligo move fall 8 points behind now. It's Galway 1-14, Sligo 1-6, as Rian O'Callaghan has to do a bit of work to collect that restart for Sligo. Feeds it to Robert O'Kelly Lynch, who's grounded and fouled. Free to Sligo, taken already. Tom Bailey feeds it infield. That's nicely done to pick out Dylan Walsh. Walsh playing further forward. It looks to be hobbling, not 100%, but finds Cian Carthy. And this time, Carthy's outside of the boot effort for a score. Doesn't come off, and it drifts to the wrong side of the upright. And another Sligo wide.
Just in the lead into that play, like, there was a deliberate tug over the shoulder of the Sligo player advancing up the field, and nothing done about it. Like, Tom Bailey, a few minutes ago, received a yellow card for putting his body on the line and going into 50-50 tackle through the ball. I don't see why the Galway one wasn't a card there, if the referee's trying to be consistent. But, you know, that's refereeing displays or decisions are for another day, or talking about referees, but we don't want to be talking about him all day.
Galway moving forward again with Jack Lonergan and Killian Travers combining, the two dual stars on this Galway team. They're both minor hurlers as well as county minor footballers. This is a good run forward by Tomás Farthing for Galway, and he continues his run forward, trying to get in by two black shirts. Danger here for Charlie Cox, and danger here for Sligo. Cox shoots low, and he finds the back of the net, the corner of the net. Galway goal at the town end here in Tuam. The green flag is waved. It was a searing run forward for Tomás Farthing. He slipped it forward to Conor Cox, I'm pretty sure it was. And Cox, who scored a fine goal in Markovic Park a few weeks ago, finds the net again here against Sligo this evening, nestled into the corner. Sligo are going to make a change, but they're in serious trouble now. It's Galway 2-14, Sligo 1 goal and 6 points. And Conor Flynn, as Colin McGee had hinted, is in the Sligo team.
Yeah, again, like last weekend, he's in for his club mate Shea O'Neill. He definitely wouldn't want to have seen that ball hit the back of the net. It just makes that mountain a little bit more steep for Sligo in this second half. But Conor Flynn certainly has scores in them. We just hope that they're going to be 3 pointers now at this stage.
Galway lead by 11 points. 10.5 minutes of the second half played, and Galway are on the attack. They've turned over the Sligo restart. Lonergan orchestrating affairs there with Mark Mannion, the captain for Galway. Lonergan feeds it out to this near side now, and this is a chance again maybe for Charlie Cox to cut in field here. Danger here for Sligo again, and the ball hits the angle of the crossbar and bounces into the arms of Ronan O'Hare, with several Galway forwards waiting in the vicinity. A let off for Sligo, and O'Hare comes charging out of the fence to try and set up this next Sligo attack. Slips it into Ryan Gillespie, the Eski man, has to turn away. Picks out Eli Rooney. Hasn't seen much of the ball in the second half. Tries for a long range point with the outside of the boot. That was speculative. That was too ambitious outside the 45. And let that get away from the outside of the boot. And that ball drifts harmlessly wide for a Galway kick out.
Yeah, I'd like to see Ronan O'Hare more so in the half back line, thrusting forward like he did there, because he can add that to the Sligo game as well. Defensively, we're already up against it, so I don't see, you know, just go for it at this stage. And I'd love to see him more around the middle and driving forward. On Dylan Walsh, he's inside occupying the full forward line. He's not moving well at all. I can't see him finishing out this game, and his loss has definitely been felt around the middle of the field.
Galway in Sligo territory once again, and they're finding gaps, they're finding openings, and there's another goal opportunity for Aina Monaghan. It's a superb finish. The quick transfer from Galway from one player to another was really impressive, and when Monaghan got it, he barely had time to hold it. He had it on his boot and unleashed the low shot that Dermot Henry could do nothing about. It's 3-14 for Galway, 1-6 for Sligo.
Yeah, and just what you mentioned there, Austin, what I was so impressed with is the speed of ball from hand to foot there. He had no time whatsoever. He was being hounded by a defender, he was being smothered by the goalkeeper, and he just got ball from hand to foot so fast that it was already in the back of the net before we knew what was going on. So that's 1-8 for him this evening.
He is a class act, Claire There Galway's Aina Monaghan, 1 goal and 8 points. He's contributed already, and we've barely 11 minutes of the second half played, and Galway are lording it out there just now, and another right-footed kick is high into the air. It'll be gathered inside the small square by Dermot Henry, who does well to feed the ball out, and Sligo will clear their lines. It was Mark Mannion with that speculative effort. Gathering it now is Eli Rooney, deep in his own half, feeds it to Ryan Gillespie, who'll go forward, needs support, and gets it from Rian O'Callaghan. Sligo trying to go forward now with the ball, though, is half intercepted there by a Galway hand, and it'll come in the end to Killian Travers, but Travers just to have barged over a Sligo player as he collected that ball inside the exclusion zone.
Yeah, Robert Kelly Lynch, I think it was.
So this will be a free in for Sligo. There's going to be another Sligo change, and as you suggested, Colin McGee, Dylan Walsh's race is run tonight. That ankle injury has not improved, so he is making way, and the man to come in for Sligo is Cawley St. Joseph's club man Gavin Lynch for the remaining 19 minutes of this Connacht Minor semi-final.
Yeah, it's such a pity. Like, I'm a huge fan of Dylan Walsh and the way he plays, and always with a smile on his face, so he'll not be smiling coming off the pitch there because of that injury, unfortunately. That's a huge loss.
Ronan Ireland has slotted over that Sligo free for another Sligo point to make it Galway 3-14, Sligo 1-7, but the margin is 13 points. It's a long way back for David Caffrey's side now. Galway take the restart short to the corner back out over there, Adam Colleran. Colleran getting Galway moving again, and players are making themselves available, and they're enjoying themselves out there. The winners, remember, set to meet Mayo in the Connacht final. Forward comes their captain now, Jack Lonergan. Lonergan feeds it over there towards wing half forward Sean Dunn. Dunn got a nice score from a long way out in the first half, thought about making room and an opening for the second. Here's the man who's got 1-8 so far, Aina Monaghan. This one is uncharacteristically slightly off cue, didn't manage to bring it back in enough. It's a wide for Aina Monaghan, but I think Galway supporters will forgive him that one. It remains a 13 point game, Galway 3-14, Sligo 1-7.
So he is human, he does kick wides.
Ocean FM Sport on this Friday night Connacht Minor football semi-final, and play continues here. Sligo coming forward now. They've got an opening here for Cian Carthy. If they can work the overlap in here, Eli Rooney is in. He'll shoot low. It's half blocked down and parried onto the post and a hand. It's Kyle Gilmore, the Galway keeper, gets a chance to it. The initial shot had the sting taken out of it, but Sligo have won it back right in there around the goal mouth, and they're still trying to keep this move developing. They need goals. They need some big scores now in the next few minutes. Ronan Nyland's attempt to pass to Gillespie goes astray, but Sligo will keep the ball. They have to backpedal just a little bit to keep this move going right now. It's Tom Bailey of Tourless Strand in Sligo. His club will be playing in a Spring League senior final in the next 20 minutes in South Sligo against Tubba Curry, the old rivals. Little fist pump from Colin McGee when I give his home club a mention. Here is Ronan Nyland for Sligo. Slips it in now to Tommy Ross. We haven't seen those runs from Ross too often this evening. We see one now, and there's a Tommy Ross point. The Curry man does well to make it 1-8 for Sligo, 3-14 for Galway.
And again, like Ronan Nyland earlier on, Ronan O'Hare, who I mentioned, Tommy Ross has that ability and that pace to kind of hurt defences as well. So at this stage of the game, Sligo as well to just go gung-ho for it and just try and get one man marking Aina Monaghan, and just anytime we're on ball, just commit men forward and take the risk.
If you're looking for the League of Ireland soccer, it's UCD nil, Sligo Rovers nil in Belfield. That match live right now on oceanfm.ie with Alan Coley and Ronan Flanagan. We'll join that game here on FM as soon as the final whistle sounds here at Tuam Stadium. Finn Harps have taken the lead at the Brandywell. Mihailovic has given Ollie Horgan's side a 1-0 advantage against Derry City. Kieran Cannon and the team will keep you in touch with those games during the course of the evening. Here in Tuam Stadium in the Connacht Minor football semi-final, a bit of daylight between the two sides on the scoreboards. Galway 3-14, Sligo 1-8, but Sligo have not let the heads drop. They're coming forward with a long ball in there around the house towards James Foley. He's getting very little change out of Tomás Farthing, and Farthing shepherds that ball. It doesn't go out over play, but Farthing still retains possession, and the corner back introduces a sub the last day in place of the injured Ryan O'Flaherty, and he's made that full back berth his own this evening. He's orchestrating that full back line very well. You have to give him his dues, and he's got the ball back to Kyle Gilmore, his goalkeeper. And Camley showing plenty of composure. Galway, they're good footballers, these backs.
They're all footballers. I was literally took the words out of my mouth. They're so comfortable and so composed, even working the ball across their own 13 metre line there.
No sense of panic from this Tribesman minor side, without question. And now Colm Costello trying to thread a ball through the eye of a needle there towards McGlinchey. Well cut out though by Sligo, and they'll bring that ball away with Ryan Gillespie combining there with Cian Carthy. And this is Ronan Nyland, the captain, doing his best to try and lift his side and somehow hold them back into this minor semi-final. This is Daniel King of Shamrock Gales pushing forward, and King will drop that right footed. Wonderful score from the Sligo cornerback, and he gets a little low five from Ryan Gillespie. Gillespie acknowledging that wonderful score by Daniel King for Sligo.
Yeah, and really well done there by Aaron O'Hara. Overturned ball and then two support runs to help out. And I'm not surprised to see this substitution. Killian Travers is playing for the Galway Hurlers tomorrow, and he's been withdrawn for Pádraic McNeela from Moycullen. You know, so that's obviously with keeping a mind on him, an eye on him for tomorrow.
Is that a signal that Galway on the line sense this match is done?
I think so, probably. You know, they're probably trying to be fair to the hurling side of things as well and not overrun them, see them unnecessarily. You know, they're comfortable here at the minute. I wouldn't be too surprised to see Jack Lonergan withdrawn pretty soon as well.
Oh, that was a good idea by Ronan Nyland, won a free and tried to let it in long and quick. The sort of quick ball that Colin McGee has been craving this evening here in Toom, in towards James Foley. But it was just a bounce in front of Foley. He couldn't get on the end of it, and the ball drifts harmlessly behind. But if it had just been about a foot and a half shorter, it might have worked out lovely for James Foley, who's got very little ball to work with tonight.
He's feeding off scraps here, really. And Galway are definitely ringing the changes here. Charlie Cox scored that second half goal. Is being replaced here by Fiona O'Connor from Spittle. You know, so Galway, you know, they're in a perfect position here to try and get game time into fellas ahead of what they think now is a Connacht final.
Little bit of argy-bargy between Shea McGlinchey and Ronan Nyland. The short ball, restart by Galway. They make a mistake, and it's won back here by Conor Quinn to try and feed it infield, but the pass misdirected, and Kyle Gilmore, there was a potential goal chance on there for Sligo, but the pass had to be precise. It wasn't, and the chance is lost, and Vinnie Gill comes out with that ball for Galway, and the home side calmly again, this footballing side, whether it's in the full back line or the full forward line, Galway impressing, and they lead by 3-14 to 1 goal and 9 points.
And that man, the captain that we mentioned earlier, Jack Lonergan, captain here today, he's playing for the Hurlers tomorrow, the Thurlochmore clubman for the Hurling, and Clare Galway for his football. But he was the one who carried ball out of defence there, leadership role, leading through his actions. And, you know, Galway are just purring here at the minute.
They certainly are. Here they come again into the Sligo half, and happy to be patient and work the ball. When the openings present themselves, Pádraic McNeela, introduced in the past few minutes as a second half substitute, finding Cohen for Galway, back to Colm Costello on the right side. This should suit him, the right footed kicker on the left hand side, I beg your pardon, but uncharacteristically by Costello, he has mishit that, and it's gone to the right and wide. Another Sligo substitute coming in. It's Aaron Mullen of Omor Gales, so two Omor Gales men on the field, and Tom Bailey, who took a heavy challenge earlier, worked hard tonight, not much went right for him, but did his very best. Turla Strand's Tom Bailey, he makes way for Mullen for the remaining 10 minutes of this Connacht minor semi-final. Galway running the clock down, and Jack Lonergan, Colm, as you were mentioning, he's playing hurling tomorrow, so he's done his bit, and he's been called ashore as well.
Right, yeah, now. He's been. I've seen him again two or three times.
He's a fine player.
We came up against him in Centre Tractors against Clare Galway earlier this year, and he was just, you know, a beautiful left-footed player, so composed on the ball around the middle of the field, and, you know, he'll be proud of his efforts there tonight, and looking forward to it. His game against Laois tomorrow.
Looks like a seasoned triathlete, does Jack Lonergan, but he's a talented hurler as well as footballer. Galway play Laois in the All-Ireland Minor quarter-final tomorrow on a hectic GAA weekend, never mind sporting weekend. Galway coming forward, lording it again at the moment with Shane McGlinchey on the Sligo 45. Ronan Nyland having a good old tussle with him, and to give him his dues, the Sligo captain has dispossessed him and feeds the ball to Eli Rooney, and then Rooney's pass asks too much of Tommy Ross, but a mistake by the Galway back lets Ross in here, and Sligo have the overlap for one. There's a chance here. This is Tommy Ross of Curry going down a goal. Ross shoots, wonderful save by Gilmore to pan the ball high over the crossbar for a Sligo point when the goal was escaping, and Ross went for the goal, but it's a point instead for the Yates County.
Yeah, and Tommy scored a goal earlier in the campaign against Mayo in the second round, and he had only a dice for goals there again, but again a good fingertip save by Kyle Gilmore to tap it over the bar, but much better from Sligo.
3-14 for Galway, 1-10 for Sligo in this Connacht Minor semi-final. Reminding you, we'll be heading off to the UCD Bowl in Dublin to bring you live coverage of UCD against Sligo Rovers, which is into the first half. It's 0-0 between UCD and Rovers at the moment. If you want to listen to that game right now, it's live on oceanfm.ie. We'll join it after the conclusion of this game here in the sunshine of Toom. Sligo have won a free in just inside the Galway half.
I haven't seen that in a long time, Austin. The board, the Galway player stood over the line with the sideline ball, so it's a throw up between a throw ball, but I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
Well, that's for sure. I thought it was a free in for just a moment the way the ref had signalled it, but it is a throw ball, and Ryan Gillespie is in there trying to win it, but Galway have got it and they've won the free, so nothing accruing of that particular.
But even look at who's in the thick of the action there, out on his own 65, is Aina Monaghan. You know, we talk about his scoring exploits, but he's been superb all over the field. He's so streetwise. He's even blocking off defenders, creating space for others and things like that.
And here's an opportunity for one of their substitutes to get in on the act right now. Fiona Connor is in there and James Somerville, and they've won a free in on the 13-yard line. A foul committed there by Sligo.
Again, looks like Ronan O'Hare will be
spoken to,
and into the book, I would say. Probably is, in fairness, that is yellow. He tugged the jersey, he was beaten down the end line, and he pulled the jersey back. So, in fairness, lovely feat by the goal of forward. He kind of sold him one way and went the other, and Ronan bought it. But you know, that's a sign of good forward play. But the yellow card is brandished there by Shane Corcoran, the Island Needy man.
Another change for Galway. This time, the man coming in is Olan Kelly from Annadown, and it will be Sean Dunn to make way after this free, or maybe the change is going to be made now, in fact, before Aina Monaghan kicks his, will that be 1-9 if he puts this over?
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, he's 1-8 to his name so far. 1-2 from play and 6 from play as well. So,
well, this is Rory Canavan territory, what Aina Monaghan is producing tonight for Galway, and barring some dramatic turnaround in the remaining 6 minutes on my watch of normal time, Sligo will need goals.
The sun is in his eyes here now, so is there any hope for a wide ball here?
I like your thinking, Colin, but he kicks it left footed, and classic. Even with the sun in his eyes, he's able to direct that ball neatly, calmly, over the bar. 1-9 for Aina Monaghan now, 3-15 for Galway, 1-10 for Sligo.
You know, if you think of it this way, Sligo 1-10, Aina Monaghan 1-9, it's an incredible tally.
It sure is. Here is Henry with the restart for Sligo. Drives it long towards his captain, Ronan Nyland. Couldn't quite catch that, but the breaking ball finds Ryan O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan feeds it to O'Kelly Lynch, and Sligo have men over here and room to manoeuvre. Opportunity here for the left footed kick, which goes to the right and wide. Gavin Lynch had the time and the space, and he'll be disappointed with that. Another Sligo ride.
I'd say that's just being cold coming in off the bench. You know, if he had one or two more ball handles before that, he'd have taken that on for goal and tried to work the overlap. But you know, we're never going to criticise these young guys. You know, forget they're 16 and 17 years of age. You know, it's not that easy to come in off the bench and try and make an impact and get up to the pitch of the game. So, you know, they're all trying their best, and it was a good move.
You coached 7 of these players last year with the victorious Connacht Championship winning minor team, Colm, as Aina Monaghan, after his 1-9 tonight, gets a round of applause from the crowd here. He's been taken off. He has done his bit tonight, and that was mightily impressive. He's replaced there by Luke Carr. But what a contribution from Aina Monaghan for Galway, 1-9 to his name tonight. But to go back to the building process here for Sligo, they were trying to reach a third consecutive minor final here tonight, Colm. It looks like it's not going to happen on this particular occasion, but you have worked with some of these players. Here's one of them we're watching right now, Ronan Nyland, working his socks off out there and trying to make room, finds Eli Rooney, and now Regan O'Callaghan, they'll come forward. Sligo are still trying to play and still trying to work scores, looking for options here. We'll resume that conversation in just a moment. Yep. Let's just see what happens here with Kian Carty of Eastern Harps. Feeds it back to Ronan O'Hare. Sligo patiently retaining possession, trying to make room and an opening for a score. Now the ball is played infield towards James Foley. He'll gather at the second attempt. He's been surrounded and hounded by Tomás Farthing. Farthing hasn't given him an inch tonight, but Foley, to his dues, has won that ball and retained possession to keep that ball, trying to find Aaron O'Hara over there. The ball's out of play for a line ball to Sligo. Farthing has been touched tight on him tonight.
Yeah, that was no gimme for James Foley. He had to work really hard for that, and he controlled it really well under serious pressure. But yeah, he's kind of, as we mentioned earlier, he's feeding off scraps. The type of ball in is forced into him. It's not really put it on a plate like most forwards would like. You know, and you know, we've seen James Foley in action. He scored 1-6 from play against Leitrim. You know, just 2 weeks ago, so he has the ability to fire, but just unfortunately it hasn't happened this evening for Sligo.
Well, it's a line ball for Sligo just inside the Galway 45 over on the terrace side of the ground. I thought Ronan Island was going to drop it in, but he plays it short instead to Ryan Gillespie, and Tommy Ross will come forward now. He hasn't had too many opportunities to go forward on a run, but he's making one now, feeds it into Foley, back out here to Ronan Nyland, had to stretch for the ball but held onto it.
That's
kicks it right footed, it'll drop in around the house. Eli Rooney's in there, but that's a good gather and fetch by one of the Galway backs.
It's
nicely done.
Paul McNeely
does well. It was a wonderful fetch, one that Frank Stockwell would have been proud of back in the day. And Galway have won this and are making room and able to work an opening out. Or
touch on the ground.
They've touched the ball on the ground, and Eli Rooney was making that case, and now the referee awards an advantage to Galway.
Yeah.
And now he's going to award a free out to Galway when it looked like there might have been a free in to the Sligo men.
Yeah, and you can see, is it Gavin Lynch there, the Sligo substitute? He's remonstrating with the ref there that it was touched on the ground, and there's a bit of jostling and shoving going off the ball here between himself and Ross Cohn. Ross Cohn, I'd say, needs to be more careful. He's looking forward to a Connacht final, you know, but there's a little bit of jersey pulling and stuff like that. But you know, what have we now, Austin? We've 28 and a half minutes on the clock. You know, it's just 3:15 to 1:10. It's just a case of goal. We're seeing this out, and unfortunately from a Sligo perspective, we have had Connacht final appearances in recent years, but unfortunately that will not continue this year.
What's your take on this minor team? You know, seven of them, you coached them last year. You know, it began with two defeats. They resurrected their championship very well with two wins to make this semi-final.
Yeah, look, they were probably unlucky with the draw in that they met the big two straight away. If they had come into a Galway or Mayo team on the back of two wins, you know, it could have been a different story. And, you know, form and injuries and changes to personnel.
And momentum
and like
is
that,
a big team.
Exactly. You know, so, look, we can't crib and cry about it. The draw was the draw, and we didn't perform in the opening rounds. But, you know, there's a lot to be hoping for going forward with Sligo. A lot of these players are going to progress. A lot of these guys are underage next year. A lot of them will kick on to under 20. You know, you mix that group with last year's Connacht Minor winning team going into the under 20. You know, there's a lot to be hoping for, including the under 20s who are going to kick on into the senior setup. So, you know, it's building, but it's going to take time and, you know, effort, and we have to be patient with it. But the fruit is being born, you know, over the last number of years with silverware, and, you know, it's not to be sniffed at.
Well, this minor semi-final inclined to peter out now. Galway in possession, going through a succession of passes, and they're working the ball forward, looking calm. There'll be 4 minutes of added time, so the agony prolonged a little bit longer for Sligo as a nice left footed kick goes in there and drops short. Well, I thought it was going to be nice, but it's dropped short by Fionn O'Connor, and it's gathered by Jermith Henry for Sligo, and Ronan O'Hare will bring it out. But again, he's been harried by two maroon shirts, and they've dispossessed the St Mary's man. So even though they are well in front on the scoreboard, obviously there's guys here thinking about playing their way into a Connacht final place. They're giving Sligo nothing at the back.
Yeah, I was just going to say that they're all hungry to keep their place or get their place, and you know, they're not going to win. Well, they might win a Connacht final within 45 minutes or 50 minutes, but the chances are they're going to have to go right to the wire against Mayo. And you know, they shipped a heavy beating against Mayo here 2 weeks ago, and they'll be looking to overturn that one. So they'll be waiting now to try a revenge mission.
We've just moved into added time. There are 11 points between the teams. Galway 3:15, Sligo a goal and 10 points. The sun continues to shine, but it's shining on Galway football wise this evening. They're heading for a Connacht final meeting with Mayo, barring something absolutely miraculous. This is Ronan Nyland for Sligo outside the 45. Thought about dropping it in, but trying to keep possession for the Yates County. Gillespie, jinx one way, gets by two Galway midfielders. Slips it over there to Cian Carthy and James Foley. Nyland has it again over there. They're keeping possession, but they're not making any headway. And I'm not entirely sure what they're expecting to happen here, Sligo. Now the play is switched to Rian O'Callaghan on this near side. Slick gives it to Tommy Ross, who is trying to make a run forward. And he'll kick it left footed from a standing start. What a score from Curry's Tommy Ross. I know it's academic and it gets muted applause, but that actually was a very skillful score from Curry's Tommy Ross.
He did really well to take that ball off the shoulder at pace, and he kind of got stood up then with a big hit. And he just turned and swung the left leg at it and just up into the air. And Kyle Gilmore could do nothing but watch it over going over his head. But you know, 3 points in the second half for Tommy Ross, a really impressive second half display. it's just a pity that we couldn't notch a few even more clear-cut goal chances.
Try kicking a 40-yard free point from play from a standing position. It's quite a skill, and Ross executed it there. And there's another point for Sligo. Seconds
Gavin
later.
Lynch.
Gavin Lynch, who missed a couple earlier on, but he's got his eye in now, as Colin McGee suggested he would. Nice score from the Colliery St. Joseph's man. Two in a row there for Sligo. 3:15 for Galway, 1:12 for the Yates County.
And you know, I like here. I know, obviously, we don't like the result, but like Sligo are just keeping going, keeping going, keeping going. And that's important. That's an important lesson for teams. But, you know, you can't be body language down and putting the head down. And they're battling away here. Look at Ronan Ireland here. Lovely
what a catch by St. Mary's. Ronan Ireland, the Sligo captain, lays it off neatly to Ryan Gillespie, who has a bit of room to manoeuvre here. Gillespie will keep on going. The East Command shoots low, parried by the goalkeeper, behind for a 45. Wonderful save by Kyle Gilmore. Gillespie saw the gap and he went for it, and you just knew he was going to have a crack at a goal.
Yep. There
was
no point going for it. I think it has gone over the bar.
I beg your pardon. It has gone over the bar. I thought it had gone behind for a 45. It is another Sligo score, three in a row. Galway 3:15, Sligo 1:13. Restart from Gilmore is long, wonderful.
That's a beautiful kick out.
And wonderfully gathered by Olan Kelly. What a restart from Kyle Gilmore. And Kelly has space here to charge forward. Nylon helping back. But there's a goal on here for Galway to put the icing on the cake. It's well blocked by a Sligo back. Is that Aaron O'Hara? I'm not sure who it was. Wonderful defending by Sligo. And they've won the free out, preventing what looked a certain goal for a moment. And they take the restart quickly. In possession is Aaron Mullen of O'More Gales. Feeds it here to a team. And the ball is played long and quick to the inside forward line. Lynch will go and chase of him, but the covering back is Cora Finns. Vinny Gill well tidied up, and Tomás Farthing will come with the ball. He's been miraculous.
Yeah,
he's been miraculous tonight. And he's won a free out, and there'll be a booking here for James Foley, who's worked his socks off, James Foley, for very little change. And maybe that's just born out of frustration. The man who has given him a fair examination tonight, the yellow card in added time for James Foley.
I'd say that's a collector's item, James Foley getting a card. I'd say that's, as you said, pure frustration. You know, Farthing was excellent attacking the ball all evening, but you know, 3:15 to 1:13, Sligo, in fairness, in the second half, they made the scoreboard respectable. I thought at one stage we weren't going to hit into the double scores, but we did. You know, a lot of frustrating, disappointing, but you know, a lot to be proud of too.
It's finished Galway 3:15, Sligo 1:13, handshakes all round, but from a long way out the result wasn't really in doubt. What will Sligo take from this? Are they going to say to themselves, we're still a bit behind the big two in Connacht, or do you still see the curve graphing upwards here?
You're looking at, like, going back through the years with development squads, and you'd be going up to the Centre of Excellence in Connacht, and Mayo would be arriving with four teams, Galway would be arriving with three or four teams, and Sligo would be there with two teams. You know, they've a huge pool of players to pick from. Sligo have a smaller pool, but we just have to kind of harness that and maybe try and create a bit of a small county or a club culture, nearly almost, that we're in on top of each other and harness that and use that going forward, which has happened. You know, there's a lot of good work being done. There's a lot of good work that has to continue to be done, and it will be done. You know, we're not going to be successful every single year. We're getting greedy now at this stage, talking about three minor finals in a row and winning our first ever under 20 title. There are a lot of positives there for Sligo. You know, hopefully these guys, the key to this now is keeping them engaged, keeping them on track, particularly after secondary school. When they go to college, it can be a kind of a fall off area for a lot of players, but hopefully with the kind of all boats rising now at the minute, they will all want to be a part of it.